the 11th chapter. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told him what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. If you were asked to describe our world in one word, what word comes to your mind right now? Do you understand my question? Would you choose the word peaceful? Well, it may be that is what we would love to see and we want to pray for. Reporters of different countries in the world were asking people in the streets about one word that comes to their minds about our world. The responses they got were words like chaotic, broken, unstable, frightening, and disintegrating. No doubt that some people have lost confidence in their governments, community leaders, and religion, with church attendance at an all-time low. The world has not changed much since that day when Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem. And our old hatreds, fears, and prejudices are still with us. We have simply dressed them up in modern clothing. At the present time, the world is anything but peaceful. We all desire and need peace. Truthfully, the world cannot offer true lasting peace. We need a peace that is not of this world. Otherworldly peace is just what Jesus offers us. And the question is, what does this have to do with our circumstances today in our little world called our lives? Yes, our lives. Because the only way we can project peace, God's peace to others, is we are at peace. My friends, the most intense week in the church's calendar, called Holy Week, begins today with Palm Sunday. This is the day on which the church uniquely celebrates the victorious entry of Jesus through the gates of Jerusalem. In his capacity as a king, it was the fulfillment of a prophecy that was recorded in the book of Zechariah. He entered into Jerusalem, and interestingly, the word Jerusalem means possession of peace. And you and I know that not only Jerusalem, but the whole world, including us, need Jesus, need peace. His entrance into Jerusalem had two purposes. One was to be a helpful force in the process of purification of the corrupted system that prevailed in the temple in Jerusalem in those days. The second was to drink the bitter juice of agony and to suffer by accepting a painful death on the cross of Calvary to bring salvation and peace to humanity. I want to share something more with you about Jesus' entrance to Jerusalem. Jesus came to face Jerusalem, and his facing Jerusalem always brings a time of decision. That is what Palm Sunday means, a time of decision. It was a time of decision for Jesus. It was a moment of truth for him. Of course, he really had been making that decision all alone. He made it in the wilderness during those 40 days. He made it that day when he and his disciples took the road to Jerusalem. And as he paused on the edge of the city, he must have known there was still time to change his mind. But no, he decided to go on to keep riding toward the city. And so he faced Jerusalem. He came to face his enemies. He knew they were there waiting, plotting, scheming against him. Nevertheless, he came to face the cross. He knew it was there waiting. It had been there all alone. He knew it was the culmination of who he was. Jesus knew what he was doing and why. Palm Sunday was a time of decision for Jesus. It was a time of decision for Jerusalem. It was a moment of truth that the city also. Jerusalem was faced with a choice. Jerusalem had to decide. The burden was not only on Jesus, but also on all Jerusalem. A multitude gave him their cheers, but quickly turned the cheers into jeers. And for a moment, I pictured that scene, like Jerusalem giving Jesus the key of the city, and at the same time, changing the lock of its heart. Can you imagine that? It was a time of decision for Jerusalem, and Jerusalem made its decision. It is a time of decision for us today. Palm Sunday always confronts us with a decision. It is not just on Jesus and Jerusalem. It is on us also. Today, like before, Jesus offers the world three kinds of peace. First, peace with God. This is what Jesus came to do, and it is why, hanging on the cross a week after Palm Sunday, he could proclaim,
"It is finished."
Peace between God and humanity is now possible. Second, the peace of God. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says,
"You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you."
Jesus is saying that our minds are crucial to experiencing God's peace. With our minds fixed on him, we can be at peace in this chaotic world. Third, the peace when Jesus returns. Jesus will come back to dwell among us. It is no coincidence that one of Jesus' titles is Prince of Peace. We are promised that the world will not have true and lasting peace until Jesus comes again. But when he does, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4 tells us strange things will happen.
The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf, the lion, and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them.
What is the prophet saying? He is saying there will be peace. Our minds, that peace that our minds cannot even imagine. Deep and lifelong peace. A peace this world cannot explain. But it is a peace that makes perfect sense if you know Jesus. Today, Palm Sunday, begins the week when the Lord God turns our broken and fragmented world upside down and rearranges its pieces into a cross of love and a face of forgiveness. Today, it is our time of decision. Amen. Let us pray. Yes, Father, it's a time of decision. And we want to follow you and to obey you and to honor you as you deserve. Help us to do it not only today, but every day until you call us home in heaven. In your name we pray. Amen.